This month we've been talking about the lives of holy men and women who are somewhere along the process of canonization. We began with Blessed Charles de Foucault, and I'm happy to relate to you that just a few days after we spoke about him, the Pope announced the date of his canonization, which will be May 15th. So your prayers worked in a rapid way there for Blessed Charles. Today I'd like to talk about a venerable, so servant of God, and then once the Vatican studies their life and their teachings, someone could be named venerable. That's the stage before blessed after the confirmation of one miracle. So venerable Jerome Lejeune. He's a Frenchman who was born in 1926. As a young man, he was interested in theater and music and astronomy, but his real desire was to serve the needy. What he wanted to be was a country doctor so that he could be close to his patients. So he studied medicine, did very well, and when he was in his internship in a hospital, he was assigned to work with children with Down syndrome. This wasn't an area that he had sought out or an area of particular interest, but he fell in love with this work. A few years into this internship, he married in 1952 a Danish Protestant of humble circumstances, which was kind of a difficult thing for his own family to accept, but they had a tremendous and deep love, kind of a storybook love. Throughout his whole life, wherever he traveled, every day of his life, he wrote his wife a letter. Okay, so a beautiful foundation that he had in that marital relationship with his wife. But Jerome was a man of great learning, Professor Jerome at this time, and his instructor in his internship suspected that there was a link to the chromosomes as the cause of Down syndrome. Right, those with Down syndrome often have similar physical features, for example. So Jerome invented the photomicroscope in order to be able to study the chromosomes. And what he found was a groundbreaking discovery, that in the 21st set of chromosomes, there were three chromosomes instead of two. So we all have 23 sets of chromosomes, so typically it would be 46. Those with Down syndrome have 47 chromosomes. They have something extra, not something less. So this went from a hypothesis of his professors to a scientific discovery. And in January of 1959, Jerome Lejeune published this discovery. He immediately became famous. He was only 32 and was asked to do lectures and was given awards throughout the world. His hope and his goal was to treat and cure what's now called trisomy 21, right? The three chromosomes in the 21st pair. So, and having worked with children with Down syndrome and still working with them in his clinic, he wanted to change the perception of them. They had often been set apart, set aside, ignored, not well cared for. There was a stigma. People thought that there was a sin on the part of the mother that resulted in their children being born this way. But now with this discovery that it was just a chromosomal anomaly, their parents were able to see and love their children as they were, rather than just see what they perceived to be their illness or their deficiencies. This chromosomal abnormality is one of the most common that there is. About 1 in 1,000 people have trisomy 21. And so the perception began to change and began to see these people as the great gift that they are. One of their characteristics, in fact, is that they're often very affectionate and seem happy a disproportionate amount of the time. So his work, both as a doctor and as a researcher, helped a lot of these families accept and love their own children. Now, he received an award, a prestigious award in San Francisco from the American Society of Human Genetics. And one of the people who attended the conference said that there were two earthquakes that happened that week. One was when the ground shook, and the other was when Professor Lejeune gave his acceptance speech. You see, he wanted to talk not about his science, but he wanted to talk about the nature of man. Because he realized now, after this discovery, that there were big questions, because there's the possible detection of the chromosomal anomaly even in the young embryo. So he asked the question, under what chromosomal standard should one decide whether an embryo has a right to live or not? Many people had begun pushing abortions because of these chromosomal anomalies. Even questioning this had the effect of a bomb being dropped. Because of his Catholic faith, because of his recognition of the dignity of each of these people that he had worked with, he was very disturbed that his own scientific discovery might become responsible for killing unborn children. The scientific world would not forgive him for the stand he was about to take. But he decided he needed to take a stand, though he would risk losing everything. In 1970, France had proposed a prophylactic abortion law. Prophylactic meaning something that prevents an affliction. And so Professor Lejeune was on the news stations, on interviews, saying, how can prophylactic mean killing the patient? That's never been what it means, and that's not what it could mean. One of his patients, a 12-year-old child with Down syndrome, said to him in his office, in his clinic, I saw on the television that they're going to kill us. You are my doctor. You have to defend me. And Jerome knew that he was right. He knew that he had to stand up. Even though he had little hope that he would win the battle, he decided that he would continue to fight for his patients, fight for these vulnerable unborn. He and his family received threats on their life. Kill Lejeune and his monsters, they said. They called him a fascist. He was threatened with violence. People threw things at him, spit at him. His closest friends abandoned him. Some refused to work in his lab with him. He was ostracized from the scientific community. That door closing, a new door opened for Jerome Lejeune. He was brought on as an expert for the Vatican in the Pontifical Academy of Sciences. So he's the scientific expert to help the church as we weigh kind of the moral implications of new technologies, new medicines, and so on, new procedures. In 1980, he met John Paul II for the first time, who is now the Pope, and there was an immediate sharing of hearts, both great men of faith, both great men of learning and science. John Paul II would consult with him often. Jerome would give him scientific accuracy so that John Paul could know that his moral teachings was based on the scientific truth. Pope John Paul II saw Lejeune as one of the most intelligent people he had ever met. In 1989, Professor Lejeune was called to testify in a trial here in the United States. It was a case about frozen embryos and their status as persons or not. And as a geneticist, as a scientist, he testified that human life begins when the genetic material of a new and unique being is formed. Indeed, from the moment of conception, a new and unique genetic material is formed. In 1994, Jerome Lejeune died on Easter Sunday at the age of 67 from cancer. His work continues in the Jerome Lejeune Foundation, which continues its research and care for those with Down syndrome. He always knew that science was important and that he would never compromise on his scientific integrity, but that what we learn comes with responsibility. The life of those with Down syndrome over the last few decades has drastically improved. For example, the life expectancy has increased. In 1912, the life expectancy of someone with Down syndrome was 12 years. Now it's about 60 years. Many people with Down syndrome now have more opportunities to fulfill their potential, to gain employment, to participate in public life. Down syndrome individuals have even testified before the Congress to advocate on their own behalf. Sadly, what Jerome Lejeune foresaw as a possibility has become a reality. In Europe, 92% of Down syndrome children are denied the right to life. They're aborted after prenatal screening. 92%. Many in the United States as well. So his foundation continues to help with the care of those with Down syndrome and to educate about when life begins and that every life is precious. This year, January 21st, he was named Venerable Jerome Lejeune. This is the Feast of Christ the King. We're in the year B cycle, but in the year A, the church reads from Matthew chapter 25, the sheep and the goats, the judgment of the nations, the criterion based on which we will be judged in the end. And so with that in mind, I would like to conclude with just a quote from Jerome Lejeune. He says, "It so happens that we are faced with a formidable dilemma. Technique, technology is cumulative. Wisdom is not. We will become more and more powerful, and therefore more and more dangerous. Alas, if we do not become wiser. What will people who do this for a living, like me, do to know whether this must be done or this must not be done? We need a point of reference, and perhaps a point of reference even more powerful than the natural law that I was speaking of earlier. This reference is very simple. You all know it, and it can be summed up in one phrase that changes everything, explains everything, contains everything. And this phrase is simply enunciated. Whatever you did to the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you did to me."